This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Leaders of various political parties campaigned with full might as the campaigning for the sixth phase came to an end today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi campaigned at Patiala in Punjab and Mahendragarh in Haryana today. Yesterday, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had addressed a rally in the same constituency. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dwarka area of West Delhi Lok Sabha today. Senior party leader Piyush Goyal also held a roadshow in Najafgarh area of West Delhi. Another party leader Smriti Irani held a roadshow in Ashok Vihar area of Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency. BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a roadshow in Rohini area of Northwest Delhi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public meeting in Dilshad Garden area of Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has claimed that this time the Lok Sabha elections are not being fought on what he called Narendra Modi factor, but on local issues that impact daily lives of common man. They include inflation and unemployment. In an interview to a Hindi daily, he criticized the BJP over alleged misuse of central agencies against opposition leaders. He also alleged that BJP is also trying to abolish reservation. He listed out his government's initiatives in Delhi, including Mohalla Clinic, free electricity and improvements in government schools. The Chief Minister claimed that his party will fulfill guarantees if INDIA bloc is voted to power. A total of 62.2% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, which was held on Monday. Nearly 61.48% males, 63% females and 21.96% third gender individuals participated in this phase. According to the Election Commission, the highest female voter turnout was in West Bengal with 78.43%, followed by Odisha with 74.77%. In Maharashtra, 4 workers were killed and 24 others, including 5 women, were injured in the Dombivli MIDC fire incident. A major fire broke out in the Dombivli MIDC area in Thane district of Maharashtra this afternoon. A total of 10 fire tenders, including 6 from the Kalyan Dombivli Municipal Corporation and 2 each from the Thane and Ulhasnagar Municipal Corporation, are working to extinguish the fire. In Ladakh, the Border Roads Organization's project Vijayak in Kargil was successfully utilized the indigenous ReguPave road construction technology developed by the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Central Road Research Institute, CSIR-CRRI, under the Ministry of Science and Technology. ReguPave was used to construct high-altitude bituminous roads in low and sub-zero temperatures on the Dras-Umbala-Sanku Road, located in Dras, the world's second coldest inhabited place. Israel War Cabinet has approved new guidelines regarding the hostage ceasefire indirect talks with Hamas. According to media reports, the War Cabinet has communicated to the negotiating team, including Mossad Chief David Barnea and Shin Bet Director Ronen Bar, in fact, to continue negotiations for the return of the hostages. The War Cabinet had met after the families of the hostages released footage of the abduction of 5 female soldiers from the Nahal Oz base by Hamas on October the 7th. At least 128 hostages are still in Hamas custody. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.